Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there and welcome to Force Center Presents Databank Dive. I'm Cad Knapsack.
And I'm Joseph Scrimshaw, and this is indeed Databank Dive, where we look at the wild, the weird, the wondrous of Star Wars. We're always excited to find someone, something special in Star Wars to talk about. If you enjoy this show, we did a first season on The Companion, a great sci-fi app that covers all sorts of different shows, so you can check that out. And of course, you can just keep listening to this show that's available for everybody. That we meant to do for a little while and just kept doing because it's fun.
It's fun because, as Joe said, we take some of the wild things, some of the things we don't focus on as much, or things that are, you know, even things from your early days of your childhood fandom that are tucked away in the back of your mind, and they cause a reaction when you dive into the character, the moment, the planet, something about it. And today we're going to kind of a recent one, Joseph. In fact, we're going as recent as 2019. Do you remember the heady days of 2019? We today are going to be talking about the Aki Aki.
Yeah.
Yeah, here is what the StarWars.com databank has to say about the Aki, Aki, the native Aki, Aki of Pisana, revere the duality of life, both tenacious and fragile, welcoming off-worlds with open arms during their biennial festival season, and when food and water are plentiful. Interesting side note, but between those colorful and joyous celebrations, the Aki Aki live an austere life, gathering food and water for the next grand event, which we know at least one of the events takes place every 42 years. So more from Wikipedia. According to Unkar Plot, now I didn't look up where this information comes from Unkar. I love that, though. Love it's traced to him. According to Unkar Plot, they were very literal. The Aki Aki maintained a pre-starflight level of civilization, but did adopt a number of advanced tools to aid in their life on Pisana. Aki Aki history was not always peaceful. However, their species faced strife between scattered clans, though they eventually worked together to survive Pisana's harsh climate. Ooh, deep themes run through these characters. So overall, when you hear Aki Aki, Joseph, what pops to mind for you?
Oh, just a great joyous dance and a great party. That's the main thing that pops into my head. We'll get into kind of what these group of people symbolize and how they fit into Star Wars. But honestly, it's just like sometimes when I have been having, you know, some time spent on darker parts of Star Wars, we're talking about Andor a lot, and you bring up the Aki Aki, and it's just like somebody opened the window into a dank apartment. And you're like, happy things.
Yeah, I hear the music. I see the dance. I also see it in the behind-the-scenes documentary where they're teaching the dance to everybody. It's wonderful. There's something special about them that I just immediately gravitated to. There's kind of a just this positive demeanor about them. And I do like the note about their welcoming to off-worlders because Rey and Poe and Finn, 3PO, Chewie, they're not the only off-worlders there. We see some other species, the other humans in the background there. We'll get to Lando, of course. And I just kind of like that too, what that represented right on the surface, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it, for me in real life, there are sometimes like, you know, you hear about a cultural event and you're like, oh, that's somebody's cultural event. And you really want to know, is that for your culture or are you, what mm-hmm. do you want outsiders there? You know? And that yeah. I love that the Akiak, you're like, yeah, this is our whole thing, but you're welcome. Come on.
Yeah, come on in. The joy of life. How would we physically describe the Aki Aki? They're pretty distinct. And what do we like about their design?
It's so weird to try to sum it up. It, the best that I could come up with is they remind me of very dry squids. Because they're kind of squid-like with the face tentacles,
yeah.
right?
There's
something really peaceful about the way their eyes, their eyes just look very, very peaceful and wise and calm. But their heads are just like, they're squids, but they live in a desert. What? How could this be?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I would have loved to seen an Aki Aki and a Mon Calamari have a sit down conversation in a cafe about the two sides of life there. Yeah. I think that's a great way to look at it. That little, as I'm going to say seafood type of thing. That's not what I mean. Sorry, Aki Aki. This good thing. It does kind of work for me. And I was fascinated about their location, that it would work. We're so used to seeing, you know, even Squid Face in Star Wars, right? Going back to the old character. To see it in a different setting, I was fascinated by that. I love the robes, right? We got these flowing robes, colors, the vibrant colors. A lot of things to like about the design.
Yeah, the vibrant colors. They look like if these colors were on a speeder, people would get mad. These are bright, varied colors, and I really like that. There's also this thing I just noticed on Wikipedia, because I said face tentacles, because like, what are they? They are described as double prehensile trunks. So my apologies to the Aki Aki for saying face tentacles.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Love that. There's something about the design of love that they're so very alien. They're so very pulpy Star Wars. Again, it's one of the things you and I kind of, I think, love about Rise of Skywalker. But the music, sounds, the dance, and the hand gestures, the robes, they're just kind of got this bigger-than-life feel, and they're so warm. And it shows in the design for me. Like you said, the eyes. You're right. They could have gone another direction with that. Maybe six eyes. I don't mind a good old six eyes character. It could have gone, but there's just something serene about the design that leads to warmth. I
Exactly. Yeah. And I like seeing the variety in the species that that some of them have double prehensile trunks and some of them just don't. You know, they're different.
Right. They're different. The Aki-Aki represent some important concept in the Star Wars story, like community, joy, valuing others. This idea that, yeah, there's been some strife, but they kind of realize we are up against a harsh climate. We got to work together to survive that. That is important. What are some of your favorite Aki-Aki beliefs? Some of those mentioned, maybe other ones I have not put in there.
Yeah, I like what was in their data bank entry of the duality of life, both tenacious and fragile. Oh, that's great, right? Because we can really slip into this person is strong, this person is weak, right? But this idea that you can be both at the same time, right? That you can kind of project out on social media or whatever, like look, I'm working hard, I'm getting things done, I'm sharing my power with everyone, and then. Yeah, but then also, like, every part of my body hurts and I cried last night. Both are true. Both are true. And I like that the Aki-Aki are like, totally get it. Absolutely. We're not putting you in a box. Tenacious and fragile. That's fine.
Yeah, it represents some big things there for Rey. I think you and I are both drawn to that, too. I'm not boiling down the Aki-Aki to this, but there was just this great purpose of them showing Rey joy in the galaxy, something she didn't necessarily grow up with, showing this vibrant culture, showing the youth of this culture, the future, the next generation, and this kind of a little bit of why she's there, why she's fighting, why she wants to use her powers for good, and why the fact that she at this point believes some of her powers might be of a darker nature or cause harm, why it might cause her apprehension. I thought that was one of the big things in what we got out of the Aki-Aki, not overlooking them. They're their own culture, but I thought that was part of it too. And I guess it, Joseph, kind of boils down to joy for life. I don't know if I'm wrong with that, but.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just like, joy, respect, like the acknowledgement of this is a hard environment. Not everything is perfect, but we need to grab the reins and we need to celebrate, you know, and share joy. And I think the fact that it's the Festival of Ancestors, right? And what's suggested by the line from Nambagimi that 3PO translates of be honored to know your family name. There's just a sense of, you know, the past matters, tradition matters, respect matters. And I think all those little cues from that one line, you know, translate out to all these great dancing beings with prehensile trunks.
With the flowing robes. Love the sequence. Love the music. So catchy to me. And I just love it. This isn't an episode about Rey, but to see her amongst them and just the smile on her face, it's not unlike I love Rey putting her hand out on Octo and feeling the rain and just seeing her going out in the galaxy, Force Awakens. I never imagined so much green. It just builds on that in this wonderful, wonderful way. And I'm thankful for the Aki-Aki allowing outsiders there so Rey can experience that.
Absolutely. I almost wish that Rey had a matching line where she said, I didn't know there was this many puppet shows in the whole galaxy.
And we could put that in. So switching gears a little bit here. In Andor, we see two Aki-Aki traveling to Ferrix with the old traveling salesman and Luthen there on that space bus. So while it was never stated they don't travel, but even going to Wikipedia here, the Aki-Aki maintained a pre-starflight level of civilization. None of that means they couldn't get on a ship at some point and fly around. Seeing them in Andor, did that appear unique to you? Kind of like the off-world Jawas changed the way you look at the Aki-Aki? How'd you react to that?
Yeah, I mean, I was really intrigued because there is this just sort of reality production level that in the recent Disney Plus shows, there have been some like, what aliens that are still around?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And an Aki-Aki pops up on the work speeder going back and forth to work in the sand whale meat station with Obi-Wan.
Correct.
And that, I think, is you can... For me, I'm like, cool, Aki-Aki, that makes me happy. I like them. I think about the production reality. And then like, let's get rid of production reality. And let's think about your question of, you know, what does it mean? And I think I've kind of become obsessed with the idea that that's the same Aki-Aki. That one Aki-Aki was like, you know, I got to follow my path. I like the ancestors. I like our tradition, but I want to see what's there for me. Because we see an Aki-Aki on the transport two different times in Andor, right? Over a span of time. So it's like, that's just the bus this Aki-Aki takes every day.
I like that.
They venture out into the galaxy, maybe to do some tourism. It's in the era of the Empire. It not going well for them. Yeah. I guess the Akiaki would have been working the Sandwhale station before that, if it's the same one. I don't think it's the same one, but I like imagining it.
Yeah, this is fascinating because I'm trying to do some timeline math pretty quick, but maybe the Festival of the Ancestors we see in Rise of Skywalker, maybe the previous one was around the time this one was like, all right, I'm out. This is my last one for a while. And I like this Akiaki's big day out, which is really just 2 decades out in the galaxy, viewing it in. And that was my follow-up is like, how do you think an Akiaki views the galaxy at large? Because they come from a pretty strong culture, a pretty connected culture, a pretty, I would call them understanding and compassionate and empathetic culture. And despite maybe some people are going to overlook them because they're quote pre-starflight level of civilization, I think they're very advanced emotionally. And then to go out in the galaxy, what do you fear that maybe they'd run into, but how do you think they view it?
Well, I feel like we've seen them in two not particularly great
not
places.
Right.
The sand whale work bus with Obi-Wan. And then... Yeah, that transport on Ferrix isn't all that bad, but it is still the general boot of the Empire. So I don't know. I feel like that an Akiaki in the galaxy would spend a lot of time trying to say, wrestling with themselves of like, I really have some opinions about the culture of the galaxy at large during the Imperial reign. I don't want to be rude and impose my beliefs, but you all are messing this up.
It's almost like I'm fascinated with your idea here of this is one singular Akiaki going out there, and that maybe he might have been chosen or they might have been chosen to go out to the galaxy and spread what we've learned. We've had some strife and we've worked through it. And that he keeps saying, hey, it could be anyone, goes out, this Akiaki goes out and just runs into this wall of oppression, hopelessness, and gets caught up in it. But maybe escapes the work on Tatooine, maybe finds their way out of it. I'm fascinated. Just almost, I don't want to say like an Akiaki missionary, but I guess essentially that's what I'm pitching. But in this good way of trying to, I'm going to go out and spread joy and togetherness and community. Oh, the galaxy is not ready.
I love the image of this Akiaki making it back to Pisana and like, a council of elders waiting to hear how the galaxy's doing. And this Akiaki's just like two thumbs down. Not great out there.
Not great. Let's get back to dancing. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be the way. Anyways, fascinated by that there. And there's some production realities to it, which are... I love in a way because then it forces us to have these kind of thoughts about, well, what's that Akiaki doing there?
Yep. Yep.
What is that about? There you go. There you go. Where else would you like to see an Akiaki pop up? This is a question I had pre-planned, but I think we've kind of gone into it. What Star Wars location could use their wisdom and what era? Maybe this is we can go to another era.
Yeah, no, I got a celebratory one and maybe celebratory one too. I definitely just want to see them go to Endor and have like a cultural dance party exchange with the Ewoks.
Just the best, right? Just
the best. Oh, Ewoks learning that dance, beauty, just joyful. And then the other one, I was just like, okay, where's since the Akiaki are joy and community, I was like, well, where's their where's that perspective needed? And like Mustafar, Vader's castle. And then it's like, what if Marin, the Night Sister we meet in the video game Jedi Fallen Order, encounters a very curious Akiaki and they go back to Dathomir and Marin teaches one of the Akiaki the ways of the Night Sisters.
I love this idea. I also love kind of a knock on the door at Mustafar's Vader's castle, Fortress Vader, and Vinay answers, and there's just an Akiaki like, hello, like, that would be fantastic.
I would be honored to know your family name. It's Vinay.
It's Vinay. Who's in charge right here? I'd love to talk to them, but you don't want that. The Ewok one, indoor, no-brainer. It has to be that. What I would absolutely love an Akiaki meeting an Ewok with a Gungan around and just characters that value community, value the least of us is us as well, and you shouldn't overlook and joy in the face of strife and dancing and fun and we set free. I want that moment.
Oh yeah, the Gungans rock that parade in Phantom mm-hmm. Menace. You're right; should not leave them out of the cultural celebrations.
Yeah, yeah. Just that's the trifecta I want. It sounds like a punchline: an Aki Aki Ewok and a Gungan walk into a space bar. But I'd like to see what happens after that. They could use it there. Yeah, love that there. I wouldn't mind even if we'll get a special edition. An Aki Aki that maybe made some wrong decisions and ended up in Jabba's palace. Be fascinating
ooh.
To me too.
Yeah. One of the prehensile trunks has been lost and replaced with a mechno trunk.
Yeah, mechno trunk, and just kind of like a prodigal child that kind of rejects what is there for them on Passana and goes out into galaxy and realizes made a huge mistake.
I've made a huge mistake. Yeah.
We're talking a lot about the Aki Aki here, the designs, what they might do, but what about them is there for us to enjoy? What is the magic of the Aki Aki? What do they add to this legend that we call Star Wars?
Well, I think, you know, we talked about joy and community and all that and in the festival and they're honest, but I think this just picture in Rise of Skywalker of a positive community, of a community that's working together, that's celebrating life, mm-hmm. That is reaching out to have interactions with other communities. I think it's always, it's so easy in big genre storytelling where there's a hero trying to restore freedom, right? To go, mm-hmm. well, what is that? What does it look like? What is Rey in the Resistance actually fighting to preserve, protect, allowed to grow? And like, well, here's a picture of it. This is the kind of joy that the First Order, the Final Order, Palpatine is going to stamp out of the galaxy. I think that's a big part of it to me. And then I think they're so fascinating all by themselves. But as you were saying, they reflect Rey's journey. And I think the sequel trilogy's, you know, big ideas that it's the festival of ancestors. They are honoring their past. They honor legacy. They honor the history of their own families. But they're also here living in the moment, right? And going to the fragile and tenacious. I love connecting that to Rey, right? Mm-hmm. Rey is a strong hero who overcomes great adversity to stand on her own two feet. But she also wants community, and wanting community and wanting belonging does not make her independent strength less in any way.
I couldn't say it better myself, sir. A pitch for why the Aki Aki are important and why all characters of these stories do have value and what they represent. And there's absolutely this magic of it that is weird Star Wars alien creature culture. We've seen that before. We've even talked about that before here. But what they mean, what they represent, and this idea in this final film of what we're fighting for makes a lot of sense. It's just people. Is just Aki Aki as well, and they matter too. I'd like to see the post Rise of Skywalker, new Republic. You get an Aki Aki senator up there too somewhere. Maybe they don't even have to leave Kasana. Get some representation in the control of the government there. So a lot of magic indeed, and just a dance and tune that just slaps. If that term still applies, I don't know. Absolutely love it there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. On the other side, we're going to make this even more personal and give our final rating here. Stick around for more Data Bank Dive.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry?
And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All right, we are here. I'm Ken Namstock, along with Joseph Scrimshaw. This is Force Center and our show, Data Bank Dive. We're having a lot of fun looking at the Aki Aki. We talk about weird, wild, and wondrous. I think they check all those boxes pretty well. So just talking about the Aki Aki, their culture, persona, they are open to outsiders. In fact, they welcome it. It's a harsh climate, this we know. The question I have, Joseph, after talking about them, talking about the Danton, talking about their beliefs, would you want to pull a Lando, quote, pull a Lando, and stay on Pasana and live amongst the Aki Aki?
Look, I want to be tenacious and fragile like the Aki Aki, but living in a desert, I think, would bring out my fragile side, so... The only way I'm going to pull a Lando is if I have a guaranteed, basically mobile home, that Treadable, that he has the meeting, with, the rest of the resistance in, that could be converted into a nice little move-in apartment. You could have a little kitchenette in there. You could have a bunk. You could have a screen for Hollows. You could probably play some video games. That's it, maybe some air conditioning. That's the only way I can live among the Aki Akis.
Yeah,
is if I have a Treadable apartment.
Yeah, it's a personal thing. I have an old friend, a cameraman from the Screen Junkies days, Ryan. He and his wonderful partner, they head on out into the wilderness and camp for 10 days. Not a stitch of electricity to their at their hands. Not me. I asked this question, and I feel I set us both up for failure. Lando was in a bad spot. He was searching for something in his life. And then, of course, his daughter. Bigger thing, Lando needed this trip to the desert. He needed this life, and I think it worked for him. But it also put him out of the fight a little bit, and he had to find his way back. But I don't think that's on Pasana and the Aki Aki. I get this question a lot. A lot of my friends are burners, and they're always like, would you ever go to Burning Man? And I say, I love what you all accomplish out there. I love what you try to do out there. But have they built a Hilton yet? Nope, they haven't built a Hilton there. Then I am not going to Burning Man. I think even with having that Treadable, okay, I still think I'd pass through. I want to visit. I don't think I could live there.
Yeah, no, I've been enjoying taking more trips, enjoying more nature. I was never brought camping as a youth, so I never developed those skills. And like we went to, you know, Sequoia National Park. Mm-hmm. We went out from the hotel late at night and looked at those crystal clear stars. And my wife's like, isn't it beautiful? And it's like, yes, it is. Also, I'm cold now. And both those things are true.
Yeah. But hey, there's one way we can honor the Akiaki, their culture, all their beliefs, and what they bring to the Star Wars story. We don't have to go to Burning Man. We don't have to go camping. Joseph, would you learn an Akiaki dance and lead everyone at a wedding or company party in this dance? Especially if it's like, you know, Jennifer Land, our wonderful podcasting partner, had a wonderful wedding years ago. That actually was Star Wars themed. It got covered, kind of went viral. So you could do this at a Star Wars wedding. But I want you to be braver than that. Would you just do this at a party?
I would instigate it. I would take place in it. But it, I would produce it, but I would ask someone else to star. Put it that way.
Okay.
I have in my life known many dancers. My wife is a dancer. My sister-in-law is a dancer. My wife's got a dance show coming up in Los Angeles. I have then been taught by actual dancers some dances to do for comedy's sake, and it's one of those things of like, I have many skills. I'm happy to take pride in the skills I have. Dancing is not one of them. So I would say, yes, I want there to be an Akiaki dance at this company party, but I am going to ask Jennifer Landa or my wife Sarah or some other dancer to lead it, to be the one in front showing everybody how to do it, and then I would do my clumsy, awful, broken version of it that I can manage. I would take part, but not lead.
We're in the same boat here. Now, a couple things come to mind here. Yeah, I forgot Jennifer's dancing skills are great, and also her ability to dance in public spaces like train stations.
Phenomenal.
Which is phenomenal stuff, like some of her early YouTube videos. If y'all haven't seen those, check them out. They're great. So I think we'd have to ask Jennifer to lead us. And then I'm like you, I would slink off the dance floor. But here's the thing. Three drinks in, you couldn't get me off the dance floor. And I'd be trying to teach everyone the Akiaki dance. So maybe one day it will come. I have to study a little bit more. It's simple. It's when they try to teach us square dancing in ninth grade. At least that's what I learned in my school.
Yep.
I don't have the skills, but I definitely would try. Also, like, it reminds me of being at the Lady Gaga concert. You and I were both at. I definitely did try to dance along there in my seat. It was not the best, but I did try. So I can get caught up in the moment and do it.
Oh, I love dancing. I danced my butt off at the Lady Gaga concert, and I will dance other places. It's the idea that I am somehow instructing other people to do this. Like, don't do what I'm doing. I'm in my own little world. Don't do what I'm, for Lord's sake, don't do what I'm doing. I do like what you're saying about drinks, because it's also, you know, we have that experience where we end up sometimes Star Wars related places, sometimes just general social places. And Star Wars comes up, and we try to have polite conversations if people didn't like the certain things, including Rise of Skywalker comes up a lot. A lot of people don't like it. Fair enough. It's really amusing me to think that, like, you and I would be at a party and somebody's like, Rise of Skywalker didn't work for me. And we'd be like, oh, yeah? Well, what about this? And then we both just start doing the Akiaki dance.
Oh, Star Wars Celebration London. Here we come. We're going to learn that for a pub out there. That would be amazing.
Well, what about this?
Yeah. It'd be like some sort of, like we're in a West Side Story. We just dance fight. It'd be great. Asked and answered. Tough questions. Great answers there. We're going to do our final rating here. We're going to rate the wild, weird, and yes, wondrous factor of the Akiaki. Our rating, as always, is based on one of the original Star Wars weirdos. We love them so much. Lobot. So, Joseph, out of 10 Lobot heads, one being the least, 10 being the most, how many Lobot heads do you give the Akiaki?
I'm going to go up to 7. We started with just wild and weird and on Databank Dive, and we added the third W. Very, very good suggestion by you to add wondrous.
I don't think they're that wild. I don't think they're that weird. I guess it's kind of wild and weird to meet a culture that just kind of seems to have their bleep together. I guess that is kind of wild and weird, but it's more wondrous to me. So I put them up there on a 7 for just how wondrous they are.
I love that take. I absolutely think you're right. Wild? Nah, they're actually pretty, nice folk. Very, very constrained. They're not going to upset the apple cart. They're going to have fun. They do the things. They have their beliefs. Weird? Nah, there's been weirder things in Star Wars. Very much weirder things in Star Wars. But wondrous, they are very wondrous. So I'm going to go right there with you at a 7. Stick that landing right there on that rating. 7 out of 10. Lobot heads for us on the Aki Aki. What fun today. Joseph, any final thoughts on the Aki Aki?
No, they're just, hey, for me, if you ever want to feel a burst of Star Wars happiness, I can just watch that scene of them dancing away. It's lovely.
It is lovely. Once the music hits, I start getting excited and smiling. We are out of here today, the 16th episode of Databank Dive, which was inspired by our Databank Brawl shows, which are still on our feed. You can find all of that by going to Twitter at @ForceCenterPod. We're on Instagram as well. From there, you find links, link trees to all the other shows and things we've done, Patreon page and otherwise merch, all stuff like that. Otherwise, you can just follow me at Ken Napsok or go to my website, kennapsok.com. Joseph, where can they find and follow you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter. Instagram, TikTok is at Joseph Scrimshaw. And if you want to check out some of the other work I do, you can check out my YouTube channel where I'm posting some more comedy bits, some short videos of not opening my Star Wars action figures, and some short films in particular. I got one up there right now called Peace Fight. It's about 4 minutes long. It's comedy. It's horror. It's got me. It's got Ken. It's got Mark Ellis. So if you want to check that out, you can go to YouTube and just search for Joseph Scrimshaw.
There you go, my friends. All right, so for the Aki Aki, enjoy. We'll see you next time here on Databank Dive.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.